it will soon be a little easier for consumers to protect themselves against credit fraud and identity theft. Last week, President Trump signed into law the Economic Growth, Regulatory Relief, and Consumer Protection Act. One provision of the law will allow consumers to put a freeze on their credit free of charge. Consumer finance website WalletHub has been following the new law. WalletHub analyst Jill Gonzalez spoke with the Conversations by Infinity about what the new law means for consumers.
So I think on a high level, what most people have been hearing of are the rollbacks of a lot of the pre-Great Recession banking rules. But it also makes credit freezes free for all consumers. It's one of the smaller details that actually is going to be pretty beneficial for consumers and for their pockets. I think a lot of them asked for this following the big Equifax breach of last year. So right now, credit freezes are already free for fraud victims. But in the future, even if you don't qualify for a free credit freeze under the current rules, it's now not going to cost you anything at all. It used to be $15 to freeze a report and another $15 to lift the freeze whenever you needed someone to access your report.
And can you explain briefly what a credit freeze is and why someone would want to freeze their credit?
When you freeze a credit report, no one but you is able to access it without your permission. So this means that no one can fraudulently take out a new line of credit, a credit card, a loan in your name. That makes it impossible to take out anything like that. So in the past, people might have done fraud alerts because those were free, but those really don't do much. A credit freeze is the most proactive way to really take control of your report.
And so now that this is free and it won't cost consumers anything financially, is this something that people should be looking at doing when they're not actively applying for a loan or a new credit card or something like that?
I would say, one, if you're not actively applying for a mortgage, an auto loan, a new credit card, but also, two, if you have any reason to suspect that someone has access to your personal information, your social security number, et cetera, you know, if you even think that someone might have enough info to open up an account in your name, then go ahead and freeze your report. So I would say, you know, those are really the two major things that you would want to be doing.
And when do these changes take effect? Are they immediate or is it at some point in the future?
These should be in effect after August 1st.
Okay. Anything else that you think listeners out there should know?
There are other free tools if you don't want to make the jump yet to get one of these credit freezes. There are a lot of other free options that you have. You know, you can sign up for free 24/7 credit monitoring that immediately lets you know if someone tries to open a loan or line of credit in your name. So again, not as proactive as a freeze, but still something to put your mind at ease.
And so this is a much cheaper option than having to adjudicate a false or some kind of fraud or fraudulent credit application after the fact, right?
Yeah, I would say, you know, definitely more convenient. A lot of third parties now offer credit monitoring, still very legit, still free, and again, still tracks everything in your credit report and is able to give you that increased peace of mind.
That was WalletHub analyst Jill Gonzalez speaking about a new federal law that allows consumers to freeze access to their credit report. And last week on The Conversation, we discussed cybersecurity and defending against fraud attempts. Here's what one listener had to say.
I received a robocall saying it was from the IRS. It concerned my tax filings, and I needed to contact this number right away. Otherwise, they literally said, police will show up at your door and take you away. And I called the police. They gave me an 800 number. I called the 800 number. It's a treasury number in D.C. So I didn't feel like I precisely got the word out. Perhaps you could mention fraudulent IRS calls because my tax preparer says the IRS never phones. They will email you or write to you, but they will not phone. So people should know that this is a fraudulent call.
That was Sue calling from Hilo. We also heard from listeners following our story on challenges facing condo owners when dealing with property management companies and homeowner association boards.
Hi, my name is Barbara, and I'm from Kailua. What is to prevent a building from being overwhelmingly non-owner-occupied units? Because I've known people that live in buildings where that creates a lot of problems. As was mentioned earlier about out-of-country owners that then don't participate in votes and things. Thanks a lot.
Hi, this is Mark. I'm curious about the legislation. I know that one of your guests spends a lot of time dealing with that. It seems like each year there's legislation that is designed almost exclusively to deal with an unusual set of circumstances, but I don't know that the legislators always think through how it's going to affect the many, many people in the many communities. So I know it's a balancing act, but I'd just like to have some discussion about the need to keep an eye on these matters, but not to overreact in a way that hurts everyone else. I appreciate the conversation and the show.
Well, thanks for your thoughts. And if you want to comment on anything you've heard on the conversation, you can always call our talkback line at 808-792-8217 or email talkback@hawaiipublicradio.org.